Great countdown today, man. That's the start of a good show, I can tell. When you nail the countdown.
Yeah, I was on it.
Yeah. Like this, what's the cutoff for Emmy Awards? Grammy Award? No. Where's podcast?
Or Tony's. Podcast? Can I get a Tony?
Where's Podsies? Gotta be Podsies, right?
Yeah.
What is that's gotta be coming. I was joking, but that must be a thing.
Sure.
Think of a better name. Podsies is pretty terrible.
No, I like it.
Podsy sound like a guy I played hockey with.
Oh, I thought it sounded like a character on Happy Days.
No. It's your buddy, Jeff Podworski.
Sure, Podsy.
But you call him Podsy. Call him Podsy. Hey, Podsy.
Podzarella.
You don't make it longer. You go shorter. But it's Podworski.
The Pod Man.
Hello and welcome to episode 517 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany, and with me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver.
It's 517, right?
In the morning?
No. The podcast episode number.
That's what it says on the
folder. I'm literally checking.
I clicked on a folder that said 517. Am I in the right place?
Yeah, you're fine. I had to go double check just now because I wrote down 517 and then I was like, I think I just picked a number. I don't even know. Could be. No, it is. We're good. Okay,
great.
Remember how we're off to a great start? Oh, yeah. No.
Derailed.
Just fumbled. Just out of the blocks and then, my shoes are tied together. Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on, Adam? Tell me something's going on in November.
I still don't have a website. I still haven't done that. I'm pretty sure if you type on my adamschwartz.ca, you pretty much get you get told to you know where to go, right?
Right.
Yeah. So
there's like cussing on there, you mean?
Yeah. It's like a really rude computerized rant that says,
you know, hey. Who grabbed it? It was Jeff Podworski grabbed it. He grabbed up that domain.
He's going to sell it back to me for a zillion dollars.
That's right. So stop calling me Podsy.
Yeah. So there's.
You know what that is? You know what that is? That's a Podsy scheme. Good night, everybody. Drive safe. I'm going to go. I can't top that.
No, that's the best you've ever done.
Yeah.
Speaking of the best, guess what came onto Netflix?
I'm literally done. Don't ask me any questions. What's on Netflix? What's on Netflix?
A little movie called The Best of the Best.
Is that's got to be like a fighting movie? I think.
Yeah.
I've seen the VHS cover. I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
Oh my gosh, it was a throwback. Like,
yeah, but here's the problem with that. I've never seen it. You know he wins.
Well, it's a team. It's basically, I don't know if it came out before or after Karate Kid, but it's that same sort of timeline where, you know, the couple of competing kind of theater companies are like, hey, let's all put out a movie about, like, you know, Joe versus the Volcano, right? Like, it's like, oh, a whole bunch of volcano movies in the span of a year. Well,
right.
this was kind of peak karate time, and it was like a team, and rather than Karate Kid, it was a team of like karate guys from the US against a team from Korea, and it was like was called The Best of the Best, and wow, does the name not live up. Like, they came up with that title way before they made that movie.
Right.
Yeah,
that reminds me. Speaking of that, because you're right. You there was that time, sort of in the sort of early to mid '80s, when it was like, oh well, we have Enter the Ninja and Revenge of the Ninja and Return of the those are ninjas, man. Of course, that's what they do. Oh, he's wearing the white. He's the white. He's the good one. He's got the white ninja suit, and you could buy ninja suits and stuff in the back of like mail order magazines. Like I went to school with guys who bought those.
Who were ninjas. Oh yeah, throwing stars were a big thing. But remember, there's also like the American Ninja series. Like there was a whole,
of course.
And that was a white ninja for sure.
Wasn't that Michael Dudikoff?
Sure.
I'm assuming, I thought he was the American Ninja. No, but see there was all of that. And then there was one. And so after or before, just right around the 84 Olympics, which was in Los Angeles. So it was a big deal, right? Who was the dude's name? Kurt something.
In the not 80. Kurt,
not, yeah, 84 Olympics, a gymnastics dude. Kurt,
oh,
not Kurt
know.
Schilling, different Kurt.
I
don't know. Vonnegut. Maybe, probably Kurt Vonnegut. I don't know. Point being, his guy's name was Kurt, and then they ended up making a movie starring him. They're like, wow, he's good at gymnastics, and we have ninja movies.
Oh, you're right. You're
Gymkata.
Right. Yes, I remember
that movie. It was gymnastics mixed with martial arts.
Right. Yeah.
It was terrible. Even back then, when I was like 10, I was like, come on, what are we doing here?
I have such fond memories of the best of the best, like being such a great movie. I got through about, I don't know, 30 minutes of it. It is terrible. Eric Roberts is a star.
Oh, but he is a star. I love that guy.
No, he is the star of that movie. And then there's also Chris Penn is a star in that movie.
How could you make a bad movie with those two?
Yeah, the fighting sequences are terrible. Oh my gosh, it's terrible. But again, it's how some things don't hold up in your mind. Again, never rewatched that movie. Watched it when I was whatever, 12, 13 years old.
Uh-huh.
Thought it was terrific in the height of the karate phase. And wow, is it terrible.
I'm not done with karate trivia yet, but it's funny you should say that because like a week ago, I made my family watch a movie that when I was a kid, it was the movie.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to say I must have been 8 years old that when that movie came out, it was, I thought, the greatest movie ever made. I had a Kuwahara.
Nice.
Do you know what movie I'm talking about?
Is it E.T.?
It is E.T.
Yeah.
Have you seen E.T. in the last 35 years?
Yeah, I saw it with my kids maybe, I don't know, I wanted to say like 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah, and so
I
still remember enjoying it.
Okay.
Oh, okay. You were wrong. You were revisited. I was watching it and my kids liked it enough. So that was fine. But I thought, wow, this is not good. This is not a good movie.
Really? I remember liking it the last time I saw it.
Okay.
Nostalgia, maybe. Maybe nostalgia.
I remember there being a bunch of cool little bits in it. And that was fine. I thought even this time I was like, okay, great. There was, you know, he kisses the girl from Baywatch. I get it. That's fine. That was a big moment when I was 8. Yeah. And, you know, I didn't know she was in Baywatch yet, but, we come on, deep down, we all knew that was going to happen.
Sure.
But I mean, there's incidents, but now I'm watching it as an adult and I was like, well, none of this makes any sense story-wise. We just go from one scene to another.
Okay.
I don't understand why they're doing anything that they're doing. Yeah, Spielberg, what are you doing? Look, I don't want to call you out, Spielberg. You've done some okay stuff. You know?
Right. Yeah.
You know, Always, that was good. you know, what else? What the water draft? I don't know. He's look him up. He's done a few things. Okay.
Sure.
So anyway, yeah. So disappointed by E.T. My kids sort of liked it. They were super scared because they're pretty wussy, my kids.
Yeah.
But I made them watch it anyway because I said, look, I saw it in the theater, the park theater on Canby in Vancouver when I was 8. And I remember they had a Kuwahara hanging up in the lobby. Like somebody got to win. I didn't win that one. I had a different one. But yeah, anyway. So last bit of karate trivia. Because you are right, man. Like that whole, everybody was doing karate everything then. You know, in the movie Karate Kid, that the song, speaking of the best of the best,
mm-hmm.
You're the best around.
Mm-hmm.
That song.
Mm-hmm.
It makes no sense. If you listen to the lyrics, it does not fit at all because it's like, you've been here before or whatever it is. And, you know, and like, no, first time of the All Valley Karate Championship.
Right.
That song was commissioned to be in Rocky III. And then they went, oh, you know what? We like Eye of the Tiger. So here, Avildsen, you can have it.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Because Avildsen directed the first Rocky and then Stallone did the rest of them or something like that or whoever did them. And then Avildsen did Karate Kid. I say Avildsen like he's my buddy, you know,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Avildsen.
Yeah.
He did Karate Kid, and they gave him, like, hey, take that best, you're the best around. Even though he was not, at that point, was not the best around.
Right.
Okay, what else you want to know about karate movies, guys?
Yeah, no, but you know what? That song, I mean, you're right in the sense that it doesn't fit exactly with the movie, but still the connection with the movie and that song is terrific. Like I really do feel like that song belongs to that movie, like few other songs, like maybe Rocky III and Eye of the Tiger. Like I put those on the same level. So whoever they you know, basically commissioned really knew how to fit it together.
Indeed. And I watched Karate Kid like 4 days ago.
Nice. Yeah, I love Karate Kid. I watched the original maybe a month ago. So again, I'm right there with you. That movie holds up amazingly well.
Your kids have seen that, right?
Yeah.
I'm debating, like, my kids aren't quite old enough. My daughter's 9. My son's just about 7.
Yeah, it's close. Jack watched that when he was about 5. So I think you're good.
Okay. Then you know what? We're doing it.
Yeah. You're fine. Yeah.
Okay. Plus, I love Elizabeth Shue. So if you're listening, Elizabeth, I don't know what you're doing listening. I don't know why you're listening.
She's an aspiring photographer.
Yeah, you've hit a new low, Elizabeth. And you are an invisible man. No, hollow man. Oh, forgot. Remember that one?
Was that with Nicolas Cage or someone like that?
No. Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, that's right, Kevin Bacon. I was right there. Yeah.
I'll tell you a story later. We don't have time today, but I'll tell you a story later of, you guys ever see Hollow Man? Great story. Okay, off the air.
Okay.
All right. Amazon. I think I might have watched some of this on Amazon. I don't know. I'm not even sure. Point being, if you do want to buy something, tomorrow is Black Friday, by the way.
Oh, wow. I don't know. Isn't every day Black Friday? That's how it seems.
Now it is? Yeah. Yeah. You know what's sad to me? This is the real sad part of the whole pandemic, is that I'm imagining that the number of fist fights over $4 waffle irons is going to go down this year.
Oh, it's going to go way down.
Or up. Maybe the frustration and everyone wants a waffle iron.
I think it's going to be all virtual fist fights.
Maybe. I think Florida's still open, and let's be honest, that's where that's going to happen.
Sure.
So that's my favorite part. Obviously Black Friday I get, but my favorite part is YouTube Saturday, which is the day after, where I just sit and enjoy everyone else's misery.
Yeah, I really think it's going to be subdued this year, because aren't they going to just really limit the number of people that are allowed in any of the stores? Like, again, I can't speak for all big US chain stores, but that's the way I thought it was going to go. Maybe I'm completely naive.
Let's hope we get this sorted out quickly, and then next year we double down, double Black Friday.
Yeah, everyone's going to be missing it and the chaos.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like, I haven't been in a fight in 2 years now by next year. That's what they'll be saying. I have no waffles this year. I didn't get to eat waffles. I mean, normally those waffle irons are like $7, but tomorrow they're on for $4.
Yeah.
Get
them while they last.
Yeah, get it. Save $3, knock some guy's teeth out. It's a win-win-win.
Yeah.
Okay. Point being, click through our site and help us out.
Sure.
Okay. I did buy something this week too. I bought one of those motion sensor driveway, like a light for my carport.
Okay.
Because we had one, and it started to break. Like, I didn't know that those things could break. Like, it came with the house, so it's probably 25 years old. I don't know how old that thing is. Whenever they first came out, when did those first come out? Do you remember the first time you knew somebody who had a motion detecting light? It was like, are you magic?
No, I don't remember, but it is pretty cool.
Okay, but there was a time when we didn't have them, and then all of a sudden we did, and it was pretty cool.
Okay.
Okay. More on that later. It's a major plot point in Best of the Best 2. Actually, Eric Roberts installs them now. I don't know if you knew that. That's not fair. I love Eric Roberts.
Well, but okay, so Eric Roberts, that's Julia Roberts' brother, right?
Yeah.
Correct? Yeah, okay.
Correct.
And then so it's just a whole bunch. Hey, let's get anyone famous's sibling to be in this movie, right?
No, but he was a big actor, though.
Eric Roberts was, I guess. I mean, I don't know. What 80s, else is
Pope
he?
Of Pope of Greenwich Village was huge. He did a lot of stuff. He played Paul Snyder, the like guy from your neck of the woods out there, Coquitlam, right? The one with the Star 80 and the Dorothy Stratton story?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to tell you that story off air too, because I have some inside stories that is really, really weird about that.
About Eric Roberts?
No, about Paul Snyder, the actual guy, the guy who ended up killing Dorothy Stratton.
Okay.
Sorry to bring it down. Do you know who Dorothy Stratton is?
I know the name, but I can't place the story.
Yeah. Google her when your wife's not around.
Okay, that sounds nefarious, but
oh yes, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you're gonna want to cover your tracks on that probably. So, anyways, So I bought a driveway light because I it was breaking. My wife said, "Hey, can you fix it?" And I was like,
"What did you say the Schneider guy's name was?"
Paul Snyder.
Paul Snyder. Yeah. It's bringing up these memories. Like there was a children's, very very popular children's music singer, something Snyder. Now I have to know. And again,
Snyder from Twisted Sister.
No, different Snyder. But anyway, so he was. This is a huge selling children's record singer. And anyways, somehow my parents had a, like, knew this person. I don't know. I'm going to have to ask my parents the full story, but I have a very, very strong recollection of this person staying with us for a weekend or something and singing some of the popular songs in our living room.
Staying with you.
Yeah.
I kind of hope it's Raffy.
No, it's not Raffy.
Okay.
The lesser known than Raffy, but still very well known for that era. Would have been late 70s, early to mid 80s, kind of where his popularity was. He had a TV show called the Vid Kids.
Sure.
This is all
Snyder.
All Ontario-based stuff. Anyways, in real time, I'm having these recollections. So, sorry.
If you're listening, we're doing a horrible remake of the movie Reality Bites right here. It's like if someone was going to write a sequel to Reality Bites, but it hit their head just before.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So, my point being, my wife wanted me to fix the light. I said, I don't think we fix things anymore. So, I bought a new one. The end. I haven't put it up yet, though. So, the new one's LED. The old one, I think, ran on orphan tears. And so, it was just really bad for the environment. And so, I was like, you know what? I'll just throw it out. That'll be better for the environment. So, I got the LED one. Bought it on Amazon. I clicked through our site. You know what I didn't buy on Amazon, Adam?
What?
A new modem/router. I didn't buy that.
Okay.
Had to go do that in person because I needed one pronto. Okay. Did you know that those can break? Did you know that those can just stop working?
Yes, we've had to replace ours. So yes, I did know that. Yeah.
Well, that would have been solid information for me a week ago.
Yeah, because it was one of those situations where you just have to keep resetting because your internet just keeps going down.
Yes. Yes,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I was like, okay, is the internet down? But then no, so I had to replace what do you call it? Steckdose, outlet, an outlet. I put in a new outlet where that was plugged in, and so I unplugged it, replaced the outlet, plugged it back in, nothing, internet just gone. And I was like, oh, okay, normally if that happens, it comes back in like 20 minutes, but it didn't. It took like all didn't come on for the whole day, so I figured, okay, yeah, it's probably the router. And talked to Mark Wart. He said, yeah, that's a crappy router that you have or modem. And so I was like, all right. So I could not afford to wait to Amazon one. So I rode my bike over to the store, bought one in person. And you can buy things in stores still.
Okay.
I don't know if you knew that. I don't know if you go to stores anymore.
I do once in a while.
Yeah. So I did that. Point being, It was really fun riding my bike in the 0 degrees. 20 degrees a couple days ago, now zero, but that was weird. But I also, here's the other thing, I bought a repeater finally so we can have internet in most of the house.
Okay, so is that like just amplifies the signal? Because I'm never sure exactly what these
things
do.
I don't think it does anything. I think it just takes up an outlet in your house. I don't know. It says it amplifies.
Okay, so you put that in the room that you want it amplified, put it next to the router?
I think you put it kind of halfway between the router and... No, you don't put it next to the router. But I think if you were to put it in the room that has the dead spot, that wouldn't do much good either. I get the impression you kind of put it halfway.
It's like a relay.
It's like a relay thing. So, yeah. Yeah. So far, it seems to work. I haven't really done any real testing, but happy with the router. Everything, actually, the internet goes much faster now. So I guess we had a really old one that was choking it off. So we just doubled our speed. So 128 kilobits a second now.
Sweet. Is that good? Yeah.
I think so. It's pretty good in that movie War Games.
Yeah.
So, you know, all right, Robert Falcon. Yeah. Like I said, really bad episode. All right. What is going on? I got cold finally.
Bob Schneider. Bob Schneider.
What, from Dukes of Hazzard?
Bob Schneider.
John Schneider.
No, Dukes Bob Schneider Hazzard. Children's Music. I'm looking it up in real time here. VidKids, 1985 to 1987. Yeah.
Sing me a song. What song was he famous for?
Oh, Canadian
Baby
singer.
Beluga in the Deep Blue Sea.
Children's Music. No, you keep talking and I'll keep internet searching.
Oh, I don't think anyone's listening. Don't worry about it.
Okay, Bob Schneider's most popular songs. There was one that I, again, in my head, if I saw the name, I would really remember. It would really stick with me.
All right.
How about the Bob Schneider Billboard?
No.
Turns out there's more than one Bob Schneider.
I would assume so, yeah.
Sorry. Bob Schneider did sing at my house, though, for those who care.
Okay. A Bob Schneider did sing at your house. Yeah. Pretty low bar to get in. Okay. When you come up with a song, I want to hear it. We'll hear it later.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Be that as it may, Alex, those people have never been in my living room.
That's right. Is that, that's Cheers.
Yeah. On Jeopardy.
That's right.
Yeah. So I heard there's doing Jeopardy still, but Ken Jennings is going to host. I'm pretty excited that's still going to happen. Okay.
Yeah. Is that announced? Is that who the host is going to be?
At least like for some of the episodes, apparently.
Okay. I remember Mr. Computer Man. That's one of the Bob Schneider and the Rainbow Kids. Bob Schneider and the Rainbow Kids, his group.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. It was like, I am a computer man. I can do anything you can. Boop, beep, boop. Something like along those lines, yeah.
Come on, keep going.
No,
that was in Karate Kid 2, that one. Are we doing the Christmas episode already? Is that what's happening here?
Maybe. Can we just save this one, put it aside?
Yeah, I don't think so. No. No. There's
photography.
That.
Hey.
Woodwork update. I finished the bookshelf. No. I finished. No. Come on. I told you I was going to try to do it in a week. I did it. It took me 8 days.
Okay.
So there you go. There's a bookshelf.
It looks okay. So let me give you my feedback on this picture.
Okay.
It looks a little bit too good for a picture of a bookcase. Like this is no, used to be just you take a snapshot of this and now you've kind of framed it up. It looks like, you know, it's a little too vibrant. It's a little too, I don't know, well lit. Like it's just, there's too, okay. There's, the everything is too symmetrical. Like I feel like you're trying to sell bookcases now.
No, I would not try to sell a bookcase with that stupid cork floor and the awful what do you call it? Sokola. I can't even think of the English word. I'm turning into that guy, man. Sokolaisten. The baseboard. I would not sell it with that. No, that's all natural lighting in my son's room. Just the way the sun bounces in through the various windows. And then, that was it.
But you framed it up with, like, you know, everything to be...
What do you mean?
Well, just like even the, like, it's just so symmetrical with all the lines. Like, you, this was an attention to detail shot of your bookcase.
I guess. I suppose.
Maybe, did you ramp up the vibrance and like the the color, the colors or anything?
This is essentially out of camera. No, this is just the X100 pretty much out of camera. This really is legitimately a snapshot. So there's that. But
All right.
I guess maybe the framing on the top, that's where the ceiling comes down, because he's got kind of like an angled ceiling, so it's kind of a low area. That's why I designed that bookshelf to fit under that part of the room. So maybe that's throwing you off.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, all done.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And I'm running again, by the way. Update.
Nice.
Remember, I took like about 4 days off because
You hurt yourself.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to hurt myself. That was the issue.
Okay.
And so, I toned it down a little bit. Stop running as far every single day. So tone it down according to from your advice.
Okay.
So I'm back out there. Good. Back on the road.
Okay, we're glad to hear it. Oh, another Bob Schneider update. Listen to the Water, another song I remember. Do you want to hear the chorus? I'm not playing it or anything.
I want to hear it.
Just want to hear me sing. It goes something like this. This is just coming back to me as I'm seeing song titles. Listen to the water rolling down the river. Does that sound familiar?
And he didn't make it big.
In my house, he sure did.
Well, in your house, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, you can say what you want. Like, people hate Nickelback, but if they showed up and played your backyard barbecue, you'd have a good time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know why the Nickelback snobbing.
Yeah. Oh, also, just on the same note, just because, again, these thoughts are flying into my head real time. That's how I operate. Totally a tangent. In university, went to an LL Cool J concert, okay? Not the best part of the story. Yeah, yeah, in a bowling alley. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, in a bowling alley, LL Cool J concert.
Wait, what year was that?
Ooh, would have been like early 2000? Maybe 2001, something like that.
Wait, that, but he was already famous and then not famous again by then.
Yeah, this was in his not famous phase.
Yeah, no, I understood. The bowling alley tipped me off. He, like, wow.
Yeah.
LL, I don't know, cool. I don't know if cool really fits in that one. LLJ at that point.
Yeah.
You got to lose the cool.
The concert was fun, but there was a lot of, in almost every song, there was an interlude where it was, everybody put their hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up in the air, and wave them like you just don't care.
No,
and
then, just don't care.
And then yelling different stuff. Say, ooh. Come on now, you got to say it. You got to say
ooh.
It.
Ooh.
All right. Sorry. Tangent.
Okay, man. Bowling alley.
Yeah.
That's not like one of those, what was the one? Who was it? We went to like, I forget, it was like the Anzac Club or whatever it was in Vancouver, because it was like, oh yeah, rumor was the Rolling Stones were playing a concert in Vancouver the next night and they were going to show up. Like that was the rumor that they were going to, they didn't, of course.
Right.
But it's like one of those things, like I remember when I was in New York, like many 15 years ago, whatever it was. And you go to the Comedy Cellar because it's like, yeah, Seinfeld, like he'll just walk in. Seinfeld just walk in and just go do a set unannounced. Not that night. He didn't.
Right.
So, yeah, bummer. 0-2 on the Stones and Seinfeld for me.
Hey, do you want to know how popular Bob Schneider and the Rainbow Kids songs are on YouTube? I'm on YouTube. This is where I found a list of a bunch of the songs.
He's got to have like, so you're picking one song. How many views does one song have, you're asking?
It doesn't seem like a lot. No, it doesn't seem like a lot at all. It seems like 67,000 views of Mr. Computer Man. Is that a lot?
That's not much. No.
No, that's like, you know, what we get in half an hour on the podcast, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think in order to be a YouTube thing, you got to crack 10 million views on like one.
Yeah, so 67,000 kind of weak.
Yeah, well, when he's broadcasting live from your mom's living room.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Reminder, monthly challenge for this month is Black and White. And we'll talk about that next week. Maybe. So here's the thing is hopefully the Instagram ban is gone. We've had quite a bit of feedback. Now, somebody did like to point out that it's not really that the hosers were banned. It was like kind of like a blanket banning of certain hashtags.
Canada,
or
all recent. Canada.
No, not Canada, but just in general. Because I don't know if you know, like, I don't know if you know what's going on in America right now, but it's like somebody shook up a jar of bees. That's what's going on in America right now.
Okay.
And America is the bees, by the way. Okay. In this story. Yeah.
Who's the jar?
Bob Snyder. It's a good song by him. He's like, jar of bees.
Yeah, there'd be a lot of buzzing sounds.
You should check it out on YouTube. You'll be the 8,000th view.
A lot of B words.
Yeah. He's listening. We're going to hear from Bob Snyder. And it's not going to be positive, I don't think.
I'm worried now that we're talking about this that Bob Schneider might be dead.
Not because of talking about it. Like, just separate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what are you, that kid from the Twilight Zone? Out in the cornfield, Bob.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Good. You think pretty highly of yourself, Schwartz. I don't know. Okay. Anyways. Okay. So, what was I talking about? Oh, the ban, Instagram. So, apparently, it's just people can't see recent tags. So, there was another way. I had some people suggest some workarounds. One of them was punch Zuckerberg in the stomach, which was a bit aggressive, I'll be honest. No one said that.
Okay.
One person did, and he wishes he didn't now. But I'm trying to think of a workaround. I figured out, okay, what about this? If it still doesn't work, which it probably won't, what if... So people in the in the U.S. cannot follow along with the show and see the pictures that we're talking about. That's the problem.
Right, right. Gotcha.
So I don't want to repost them because that's kind of offside or whatever. So I'll tell you what I'll do is, like, tonight, by the time you hear this, I will post a photo on our Instagram saying, like, hey, this is the photo challenge photo.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone should post their submissions as a response, like a comment. I think you can post a photo in the comment. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that way people can either see the photo or they can go and click on that user's page and they can go see the photo in question without having to search for hashtags.
Okay.
You're not following along, are you?
This is all, like, very complicated.
Not really. Not really. Okay. Basically, the idea is that now all the listeners, like we do say people's usernames, but to then search for each one of those is kind of cumbersome.
Right.
So if I just post a photo and then everybody submits, like, even a comment or whatever, or maybe that photo that they're going to submit in that comment in as a response to that photo, and all, so it'll all be one thread. You don't have to then go and search for each individual user. They'll all be right there.
Okay. Well, that sounds good.
We'll see. Well, we'll give it a try, and that's how it's going to go. So I'll post one of those tonight, and we'll see if that works. So some people might have to repost. I don't know how this is going to work. We'll do our best.
So Bob Schneider, age 64 currently, he was a young man when he sung in our living room.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Just an update. His Wikipedia page has almost nothing on it. That's how big this guy is.
Till Monday.
He's bigger than the internet, yeah.
Once this goes out, boy, that's going to blow up.
His occupation is listed as musician, author, essayist, lecturer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I got to tell you, I'd like to go back to Eric Roberts for a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's that. All right. Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
No, not really. It's not interesting.
You'll keep that photo for the photo challenge section.
Sure. That was interesting. My wife had a birthday, so I did bring the camera out for a few minutes, but then that ended up being, because it was on the weekend, it ended up being a photo challenge.
Okay. So okay, we'll talk it. All. Everything I shot interesting was also the weekend for the challenge. So we'll just talk about all those photos in that section. Spoiler alert: you have a Christmas tree up already. It's only November.
That seems to be the move these days around here. Everyone's decorating. Lights are all up around the neighborhood. Part of the tree going up was that I ordered a new Christmas tree from Costco. Okay. So I don't. We don't do the real
Take
tree.
Clark
we do
Griswold.
We do the fake tree here, and mm-hmm. I had ordered one, and it just basically was back ordered. I ordered it, yeah, I don't know, 2 months ago, and they said, okay, you know, it's back ordered, should get shipped sometime in November, which it did, and so it arrived, and my kids were super excited. And again, with the pandemic, it's, you know, one of those things about finding things that make you happy. I was more than happy to put the tree up, and Sarah was pretty excited. Jack was like, eh, whatever. But Lisa and Sarah, you know, were really into it. So we put the tree up. It's all pre-lit this time, and it's amazing because you can different color modes and all that. We just keep it on one sort of standard, the color that you'll see later.
The lights are built right in?
Yeah, they're built right in. And man, is it the way to go. Holy smokes, is it awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So anyways,
what about a virtual hologram tree that you could put away?
No. This is good. Plus it looks real, and it we picked one that's sort of a mid-size. We wanted it to kind of fit in a particular spot, so we didn't get one that was too wide, and this one worked out perfect. Couldn't have been happier, but love the pre-lit functionality part.
Does it smell like a tree? That's what they should do. They should add smell functionality.
But you can spray it with something, which I won't do, but I know there is that.
Okay.
Anyway, so that was the reason everything went up. But holy smokes, we haven't put our outside lights out. And I feel like our whole neighborhood and certainly the complex where we live, most of our neighbors already have their lights up outside. So
really?
people are amped up for Christmas. I think just again, looking, Christmas is kind of one of those things that I think makes people happy, generally speaking, maybe not all, but most. And so people are looking for that bit of joy with their kids, with their family. Maybe let's just extend that year round rather than just make it for November and December.
Okay. Yeah. I guess we need it. Yeah. Good point.
So there you
good
go.
Good point. Your brother-in-law has his lights up too, by the way. I talked to him the other day.
Yeah, I think in my my wife's family, anyways, everybody saw that ours is up. Ours has been about up a week ago, and then I think we saw pictures from my mother-in-law. They went and got their tree, and then we saw pictures, from the brother-in-law. They went and got their tree, and so we're leaders, and I think the rest of the world is following suit. Yeah.
Get your trees up, sheep.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. All right, well, let's get into the photo challenge then. The challenge was the weekend, and by the way, I Googled it, is Canadian.
Oh, I did not know that.
From Toronto, never played your mom's couch, though, obviously, because you probably moved out west by the time he came along.
Yeah, young fella, right?
Yeah, I don't know, 30, I have no idea. I didn't read his whole Wikipedia. Once I got to that, was born in T-Dot. I just moved on. It's like, okay. There you go.
Shares that with Bob Schneider.
Him and him both. Yeah, both went to Juilliard, apparently.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Is there a Toronto Juilliard? I don't know. All right. Point being, it was the weekend, and that was more motivation for me to make sure I didn't take mine like 5 minutes before we recorded, because I don't know about you, but Thursday sneaks up on me every week.
Mm-hmm.
This one, not so bad, but normally every week. So, all right, let's have a look at yours first, since we talked all about the tree. And yours is the one of your wife.
That's correct.
Because she had a birthday. She turned one, evidently, judging by the cake.
Yeah, yeah. We were short on candles, and also we just thought we don't
fire
need,
regulations.
Yeah, we don't need all the candles. That's kind of the move now, right? Once you pass 11, don't you stop putting all the candles in it?
I stopped having a birthday, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, that too.
So, fun fact, a couple of weeks ago was my birthday. We did not mention it on the show because, you know, I'm an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no offense to your wife, but anyway, could carry on.
So yeah, just pretty standard shop, but you see the Christmas tree in the back, in the background. That's kind of the color lights that we leave on. We don't go with any of the flashy blinking or changing colors. Like, you can do the whole, you know, all the multicolored lights with it, but we just leave it on that sort of, I guess it's just a warm kind of yellowy glow that we like from the lights. So that's what we went with. And then I just basically tried to match it with the candlelight and the LED light sort of set to that same color temperature and just even it out so that the light on her face, I mean, theoretically, if you don't look too hard, you feel like it just is coming from the candle and the warm light in the room, but that's the LED light.
Okay. Well done. Cause I thought you basically just kind of changed the color temperature to matte, like was an ambient light, and you just dial it in and that was that. But to actually go and light this to match. Well done.
Mm-hmm. So I was really happy with how the color combinations worked out. And again, another nod to the LED light, which I think they're getting to be practically free now. I think you can buy something that's color changing. And I mean, I think when I bought that years ago, I want to say it was probably, it was a couple $100. So again, it was really expensive at that point. And I think still, if you go for the photography specialized sites, you're going to get a little bit better quality. They are going to be significantly more expensive. My wife bought, like, I guess now because everybody's doing Zooms and they want to have some sort of like external light so that they kind of, you know, look better on camera when they're doing meetings constantly. She bought like a $25 LED ring light that came with a tripod. I think it came with two tripods, one for your phone if you're doing your meetings on your phone, and then one for the actual light. And this thing changes colors, and it's pretty big. And I was like, wow, that's $25 with the accessories. Like it seems like you can change the light temperature. It seems like we've come a long way when it comes to the cost of those LED lights. So anyone who doesn't have one, I suggest for having something portable like this to take any of your Christmas photos in front of the lights, wildly useful and great bang for your buck if they are going for the price that I think they're going for now.
I might take the one I bought for my motion detector one for my driveway and just use that.
Sure.
Sounds good to me.
They walk in, it goes on. They walk away, it goes off.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually, like, when I built my new office, I was considering building my own, essentially, LED light, like, to light up in behind my computer, like, my monitor.
Yeah.
So that, basically, it would wrap, like, I would paint the wall white and have, like, a cove in there kind of thing, and basically, the LEDs would kind of shine from the back of the computer onto that wall and, like, have like, wrap me in a soft light.
Sure.
And then I was like, yeah, I'm not really worth it. So I'm not going to do that. But
that's true, yeah.
Yeah, I still might do it. I still might do it for all the Zoom meetings I don't have.
Sure.
So there you go. All right, well done. Now you have your companion photo is the one we talked about with the... Or we didn't talk about it. Maybe it was off the air. I don't know.
Yeah, it was off air. So I have one of the family. So there's a family version that... This was taken with the 50 mil on 2.8, and my sister-in-law did the shot. And anyway, so everyone's not, eye line is not lined up perfectly, and 2.8 is just shallow enough that I should have given her a little bit more wiggle room, or I should have gotten my family to cooperate better. So some are sharp, some are not sharp, but I like the photo anyway, so I thought I would include it. It was just kind of a easy family shot in the living room, but more or less the same shot, just with more of us.
Yeah, and the look on your face is like, Bob Snyder will be here any minute.
Yeah, I can't wait. Hey, what, is he here yet?
I hear something. Oh, no, neighbor.
Yeah. So there all you right. go. So you see all our Christmassy decorations in those shots. So there you go.
Yeah, I have none yet. We'll get on. We'll probably get one soon, a Christmas tree. I don't know. We'll see.
All right.
We're going to cut ours down. So all right. So I shot a bunch of photos on the weekend. We actually did a bunch of things on the weekend. That was kind of the on Saturday. The Saturday was would have been, well, I guess it was my wife's grandma, her Oma's 97th birthday. She's the one who died a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And so she would have been 97. And so we went out to the cemetery and did that. And then just for a few minutes, actually, and then went for a hike. That was our Saturday. And then Sunday, I think we did something else on Sunday. Oh yeah, I went for a little hike. Went to hike with her folks, my in-laws. So big family weekend. So there's a bunch of things going on. So I couldn't decide what should be the photo. So I picked is my son firing off his homemade pop gun, which he loves, by the way.
Okay.
So it's the one of him
from the ground looking up. Angle.
Well, yeah, the one you can see the cork flying in the air.
Sure, yeah.
I picked that one because I kind of liked the angle. I liked where the sun was. I liked the fact that you see the cork. Mm-hmm. And what this is, I never had this. Apparently, this is really popular here for all the kids, is like, you know, those like little like portable bike pumps?
Yeah.
Like tire pumps that you take, like if you're, you know, like if you were in Breaking Away with Dennis Quaid or something like that.
Yeah, you'd for sure have one.
If we're just doing references to 80s movies. But if you take an old one of those and sort of cut the end off, and then you can just jam like wine corks in there, and bam, it just shoots off. Like makes a loud popping sound, shoots the cork.
Okay.
But the conceit is...
It's one step away from a potato gun.
It is. It is, absolutely. But the conceit is...
It's like a gateway gun.
Well, everyone has it. You have like a string attached to the pump and then an attached to the cork. So it makes a loud pop and the cork just kind of sort of, you know, falls in front and you just plug it back in. But my son realized, hey, if I remove the string, I can really shoot this thing. And he's looked at me like, is that okay, Dad? And I was like, yeah, it is. And so now me and my wife have a bit of a wine problem because we, you know, want to give the kid a bunch of corks.
Right. And, ammo. We call that ammo.
Yeah. It's ammo. He's got a ton of ammo now because it's been, you know. Anyways, so yeah, he has to take that out everywhere. And the thing is awesome. It makes a loud sound. And so here he was shooting it off.
Nice. Yeah. So have you ever used a potato gun?
I seem to remember my dad using one when I was a kid. My dad had me pretty young, and so when you know he was like when I was my son's age, my dad was still in his 20s.
Okay,
so that seems like even then you feel like you would be in potato gun territory,
right?
So I seem to think he had them, but I don't remember specifics.
If anyone has ever experienced the potato gun, it is legendary. Like, it is unbelievably dangerous and powerful. My roommate in university had made one, and I went, and this is probably my third year of university, and I was going to school in Ontario. And anyway, so he brought this out, and I was like, what is this? And it was like basically made with like big PVC piping and like had like a little ignition switch, which I don't know is a barbecue starter or something. And you put a bunch of propellant in. I don't remember what kind of aerosol propellant he used specifically. And then you basically took a giant potato and wedged it down. And once you hit the ignition switch, this would kill somebody if it hit them. It would fire hundreds of feet.
If you got killed with a potato, that would not be.
Yeah, that's not a good day. Yeah. That's not good. But anyways, I saw that eventually, like, he fired it off. And at one point, one of our roommates was wearing a hockey helmet with a with a full cage and he was probably standing, I don't know, 60 feet away, trying to hit the potato with a hockey stick baseball style.
Hey, Podsy, hit this.
Yeah. Now you think back and I say that out loud and I'm like, probably not the best idea. Yeah.
Was he wearing a cup?
I don't remember that. Definitely a helmet though.
I think I would definitely go cup and face mask.
I think he took one pitch. He was like, yeah, I'm out of here. This is this thing. You can't even see it. It's coming so fast.
I can't even foul off a bunt. I'm going to wear, and it can't be like a sniper rifle. It's got to just be blasting all over.
Yeah,
plus a potato is flying everywhere.
It's
here comes a knuckleball at 140 miles an hour. P.S. I don't even know if that's a CSA approved helmet.
I'm going to send Sam the parts to make his own potato.
Oh, no, I'm going to Google this. I'm pretty much, yeah. I'll at least give him a visor for the Jofa. At least he'll be protected.
He's got a pea shooter, and the potato gun is the bazooka of homemade weapons.
As you can see, so I posted another photo of him because, like I said, I took a bunch of photos that this weekend. So there's one of him about to shoot it, which is, I kind of like that photo as well. I just wasn't quite the action.
Full concentration.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Plus, he's getting some kick-ass rock star hair. So
Other thing. I thought if he was in a 1950s movie with a little gel, like, he would fit right in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I keep asking him to trade hair, but he's like, no, I don't want the gray stuff, Dad.
Yeah, I get it.
No, thanks. Yeah. So, anyways, so you can see, point is, you can see we have quite a bit of wide open space there. Like that's sure. not our, but it was a lot of, so I think we could do, and P.S., the fields in behind there, those are potato fields.
Oh my goodness.
I'm not you even joking. Like,
you have a potato gun range out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever eaten homemade potato, like homegrown potatoes?
Maybe.
So my wife's other grandma, like she owns a bunch of land here, and so she's been growing her own potatoes since they invented potatoes.
Okay.
She is old, like as well. I think she's in the Bible at one point, towards the end, of course, but
yeah.
She's in there, and yeah, so she's been growing potatoes, and I was like, I remember the first time when I first came to Germany, and my wife's like, yeah, we're gonna have potatoes, and I was like, oh, woo, I'll put my seatbelt on, like this will be delightful. Who cares?
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
And then I actually ate the homegrown potatoes, and they are phenomenal. Like they are outstanding. I don't even eat potatoes.
So I like potatoes. Go. I like them a lot.
I'll send you some. I'll send you some of the homegrown ones.
Okay.
For Christmas, that'll be your Christmas present.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So, anyways, point being, yeah, we live like you could just go there and just shoot them straight up in the air and like nonstop supply of potatoes.
Oh my gosh! I won't tell like my roommate Nirvana. I won't tell my roommate for college.
No, get him on the horn, Podsy. We're road trip, buddy. Yeah, you get that vaccine yet? Because you're gonna need it. Let's go.
Yeah.
All right. So, other couple other photos, real quick. One was from the hike that we went on. This is in a different village. This is where the cemetery is where she the Oma was, you know, born and raised in a little town called Metzingen.
Okay.
Which is now famous. It's a famous little, not to you, obviously, but it's Hugo Boss lived here, and that's where he started his company. And he was Oma's next door neighbor. She played with the Boss kids.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. But point being is that was where the factory was. And then they opened up like a giant sort of outlet store years ago of Hugo Boss. And then everybody went, why don't we all open it up? So they actually have an outlet center in Germany, which not super popular, evidently, but this one is. And so they have all the huge, whatever outlets are here. Which I was kind of weirded me out because with the whole COVID thing and the no traveling, they said that the business is way down because here's what they get. Like a whole bunch of people from China apparently fly in to shop at the Hugo Boss outlet store.
Okay.
All the stuff is made in China.
Yeah, that's weird, right?
Why don't you just hang on to it? Right. Like I for the environment maybe. I'm downgrading to an LED instead of a halogen in my driveway, and people are kiting all over the world to buy stuff they make in their own house.
Right. Yeah, that's weird. Maybe it depreciates it once it leaves their factory and they can buy it back for cheaper.
Yeah, that sounds okay. High finance with Adam Schwartz.
That's so, how it works, right? Like a car. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, we went for a hike there in this village or around, and it turns out I had no say in this. We went with my wife's dad. It was his mother who is in the cemetery. And so he came along and went there and then went for a hike, and it was his idea, let's go hike up here. And just a coincidence, it was the exact spot, like the identical spot where I shot those Volkswagen Bug photos a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
So if you recognize it, that's what it is. And I snapped a black and white photo of the village, like from the vineyards. They grow them on the side of a hill there, and just kind of a cool little mist. And there's that.
Yeah, it looks good.
And then the last photo, this was almost going to be my challenge photo, is my daughter. She is painting Christmas stuff. There you go. Already starting the Christmas stuff, painting a bunch of snow, what do you call it, Santa Clauses on little birch sticks. God, we live in the country. We are bumpkins, man. Growing our own potatoes, painting sticks. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Marrying our family members. It's weird.
Yeah, that part's weird.
Yeah, not really.
Okay.
Work for Giuliani.
I like your stemware in the background behind her.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is at Omen Opus House.
Oh, okay. And
Yeah, and so I loved her enthusiasm doing this and painting, and she really loved doing it. But most of all, I just loved that sort of evening light and the way it kind of came in that the side window and sort of fell off, and that was really why I chose this. This was basically nice smile, enthusiasm mixed with light, but still went with the mini potato gun.
Mm-hmm. That's mine. Mm-hmm. Okay, all so good. I like it all.
All right. Topic this week. Good news, Adam. We had a topic. We'll save it because boy, did we go long with nostalgia.
Yeah. Is that the episode name?
No, best of the best.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We're going to call some best of the best. Only if now you have to take a photo of you doing a karate pose.
Oh gosh, I'll hurt myself.
Yeah, just do it. Okay. Wait, I'll do one and we'll Photoshop them together. Karate. Well,
we're going to each do a karate pose?
I don't know. I mean, you doing a kick? What are you going to do? Flying something?
I think kick is risky. I think I might have to go with a punch.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do a jeté.
Okay. All right.
Isn't that like a, that's like a, is that like a back, is that the one where you do like the back flip and I kick you in the face? What's that one called?
I don't know.
I don't know. Tom Cruise did it in Mission Impossible 2. Worst one. The worst Mission Impossible, by the way. He did it in that one. It's so bad that they had Limp Bizkit do the soundtrack.
What's wrong with Limp Bizkit?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're excellent. Have you listened to them lately?
No.
No, there's a reason for that.
Okay, best of the best. I love it.
That's it. So, yeah, the topic, we'll save the topic for a couple weeks. I can't believe it. We went so long without it. It wasn't a good topic anyway.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. It was B-sides from Bob Snyder. That was one of them. All his stuff that didn't get radio play.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Challenge for next week is our monthly challenge, and that is black and white. So like I said, hopefully the Instagram ban is gone. Otherwise, I'm still doing it anyways. I'm going to post that photo and tell it won't be my actual photo. It'll be a, hey, everybody post here. It'll be like a instruction manual.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah,
you got it. Just saying, hey, post here. So still do all the tags, though. Tag them, Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, tag us at Two Hosers to make sure we see it, but also post it in that comment. And at the very least, other listeners will know who you are, and they can then click on your feed and see the photos in question. And hopefully this goes away soon. It would be nice if we got back to some normalcy, because I don't know how we got here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that. Anyways, we'll talk about that next week. Meanwhile, website, Adam, where can people go to find my, alanatridge.com.
That's right.
If you need to be yelled at by Podsy, go to adamschwartz.com.
Or .ca. .ca. Yeah, .ca. He used to be there.
He has both. He has .co or .uk.
AU.
Co. Yeah, he's .net. He's got a .net one as well. Yeah. He covered his bases.
Sure.
Yeah. Like the comedians who bought Donald Trump 2024.com. That's pretty funny.
Nice.
Anyways, enjoy that. So yeah, you can do that. Or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything.
What was the photo challenge?
Black and white. Oh. It's a whole month. You've had a whole month to not do it, Adam.
Okay, all right. Did you say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thrice.
Okay. Okay. I wasn't listening, so there you go.
No, that of course not. You got
finish your sign
up. Bob Snyder videos right.
Hey, everybody, go check out Bob Snyder, Mr. Computer Man, and what was the other one about the water? Something move like the water, no, something like that.
Just don't waste your time. Go Google Dorothy Stratton.
Okay.
Okay. Way better. Honestly, way better.
Okay.
Okay, good Canadian girl. Come on.
Sure.
It didn't work out so well, though. Not a happy ending to that story. But I'll tell you the rest I know in just a minute, because it's a weird one. Maybe I'll save the rest for the Christmas episode.
Yeah, do that.
Because nothing Christmassy like that. All right. To us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that is it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.